I tulipani. I tulipani sono troppo eccitabili qua inverno. Guarda com'è tutto bianco, quieto, coperto di neve. Sto imparando la pace, distesa quietamente, sola, come la luce posa su queste pareti bianche, questo letto, queste mani. Non sono nessuno, non ho nulla a che fare con le esplosioni. Ho consegnato il mio nome nei vestiti alle infermiere, la mia storia all'anestesista, il mio corpo ai chirurghi. Mi hanno sistemato la testa fra il cuscino e il risvolto del lenzuolo. Come un occhio fra due palpebre bianche che non vogliono chiudersi. Stupida pupilla deve assorbire tutto. Le infermiere passano, ripassano, non danno disturbo. Passano come gabbiani diretti all'interno, con la cuffia bianca, le mani affaccendate, ciascuna identica all'altra, sicché è impossibile dire quante sono. Il mio corpo è un ciottolo per loro. Lo accudiscono come l'acqua accudisce i ciotoli, su cui deve scorrere, lisciandoli piano. Mi portano il torpore dei loro aghi lucenti. Mi portano il sonno. Ora, che ho perso me stessa, sono stanca di bagagli. La mia 24 ore di vernice è come un portapillole nero. Mio marito e mia figlia che sorridono dalla foto di famiglia. I loro sorrisi mi si agganciano alla pelle. Ami sorridenti. Ho lasciato scivolare via le cose. Cargo di 30 anni ostinatamente aggrappata al mio nome e al mio indirizzo. Con l'ovata mi hanno ripulito i miei legami affettivi. Impaurita e nuda, sulla barella col cuscino di plastica verde, ho visto il mio servizio da te, i cassettoni della biancheria, i miei libri affondare e sparire, e l'acqua mi ha sommerso. Sono una suora adesso, non sono mai stata così pura. Io non volevo fiori, volevo solamente giacere con le palme rovesciate ed essere vuota. Vuota, come se liberi, e non ti immagini quanto. È una pace così grande che ti stordisce e non chiede nulla. Una targhetta col nome, poche cose, è questo che si accostano i morti alla fine. Immagino chiudervi sopra la bocca come un'ostia della comunione. Sono troppo rossi anzitutto questi tulipani, mi fanno male. Mi sentivo respirare già attraverso la carta, un respiro sommesso attraverso le fasce bianche come un neonato spaventoso. Il loro rosso parla alla mia ferita, mi corrisponde, sono subdoli, sembrano galleggiare, invece sono un peso, mi agitano con le loro lingue improvvise e il loro colore, 12 rossi piombi intorno al collo. Nessuno mi osservava prima, ora sono osservata. I cani si rivolgono a me e dietro a me, alla finestra, dove una volta al giorno la luce si allarga lenta, e lenta si assottiglia, e io mi vedo piatta, ridicola, un'ombra di carta ritagliata tra l'occhio del sole e gli occhi dei tulipani. E non ho volto, ho voluto cancellarmi. I vividi tulipani mangiano il mio ossigeno. Prima del loro arrivo ero calma, andava e veniva, un respiro dopo l'altro senza dar fastidio. Poi i tulipani l'hanno riempita come un frastuono. Ora si impiglia e vortica intorno a loro, così come un fiume si impiglia e vortica intorno a un motore affondato, rosso di ruggine. Concentrano la mia attenzione, che era felice, vagare, riposare senza farsi coinvolgere. Anche le pareti sembrano riscaldarsi. I tulipani dovrebbero essere in gabbia come animali pericolosi. Si aprono come la bocca di un grande felino africano e io mi accorgo del mio cuore. Si apre e chiude la sua coppa di fiori rossi per l'amore che mi porta. L'acqua che sento sulla lingua è calda e salata come il mare e viene da un paese lontano quanto la salute.
Mother, mother, what ill-bred aunt, or what disfigured and unsightly cousin did you so unwisely keep unasked to my christening, that she sent these ladies in her stead, with heads like darning eggs, to nod and nod and nod at foot and head, and at the left side of my crib? Mother, who made to order stories of Mixie Blackshort, the heroic bear, mother, whose witches always, always got baked into gingerbread, I wonder whether you saw them, whether you said words to rid me of those three ladies nodding by night around my bed, mouthless, eyeless, with stitched bald head. In the hurricane when father's 12 study windows bellied in like bubbles about to break, you fed my brother and me cookies and Ovaltine and helped the two of us to choir. Thor is angry, boom, boom, boom. Thor is angry, we don't care. But those ladies broke the panes. When on tiptoe the schoolgirls danced, blinking flashlights like fireflies and singing the glowworm song, I could not lift a foot in the twinkle dress, but heavy-footed stood aside in the shadow cast by my dismal-headed godmothers. And you cried and cried, and the shadow stretched, the lights went out. Mother, you sent me to piano lessons and praised my arabesques and trills, although each teacher found my touch oddly wooden in spite of scales and the hours of practicing, my ear tone-deaf and, yes, unteachable. I learned elsewhere from muses unhired by you, dear mother. I woke one day to see you, mother, floating above me in bluest air on a green balloon bright with a million flowers and bluebirds that never were, never, never found anywhere. But the little planet bobbed away like a soap bubble as you called, come here. And I faced my traveling companions. Day now, night now, at head, side, feet, they stand their vigil in gowns of stone, faces blank as the day I was born, their shadows long in the setting sun that never brightens or goes down. And this is the kingdom you bore me to, mother, mother. But no frown of mine will betray the company I keep. Now this particular girl, during a ceremonious April walk with her latest suitor, found herself of a sudden intolerably struck by the bird's irregular babble and the leaves' litter. By this tumult afflicted, she observed her lover's gestures unbalance the air, his gait stray uneven through a rank wilderness of fern and flower. She judged petals in disarray, the whole season sloven. How she longed for winter then, scrupulously austere in its order of white and black, ice and rock, each sentiment within border, and heart's frosty discipline, exact as a snowflake. But here, a burgeoning unruly enough to pitch her five queenly wits into vulgar motley, a treason not to be borne. Let idiots reel giddy in bedlam spring. She withdrew neatly, and round her house she set such a barricade of barb and check against mutinous weather as no mere insurgent man could hope to break with curse, fist, threat, or love either. On this bald hill the new year hones its edge. Faceless and pale as china, the round sky goes on minding its business. Your absence is inconspicuous. Nobody can tell what I lack. Gulls have threaded the river's mud bed back to this crest of grass. Inland they argue, settling and stirring like blown paper or the hands of an invalid. The wan sun manages to strike such tin glints from the linked ponds that my eyes wince and brim. The city melts like sugar. A crocodile of small girls, knotting and stopping, ill-assorted in blue uniforms, opens to swallow me. I'm a stone, a stick. One child drops a barrette of pink plastic. None of them seem to notice. Their shrill, gravelly gossips funneled off. Now silence after silence offers itself. The wind stops my breath like a bandage. Southward over Kentish town, an ashen smudge swaddles roof and tree. It could be a snowfield or a cloud bank. I suppose it's pointless to think of you at all. Already your dull grip lets go. The tumulus, even at noon, guards its black shadow. You know me less constant, ghost of a leaf, ghost of a bird. I circle the writhen trees. I am too happy. These faithful dark-boughed cypresses brood, rooted in their heaped losses. Your cry fades like the cry of a gnat. I lose sight of you on your blind journey, while the heath grass glitters and the spindling rivulets unspool and spend themselves. My mind runs with them, pooling in heel prints, fumbling pebble and stem. The day empties its images like a cup or a room. The moon's crook whitens, thin as the skin seeming a scar. Now, on the nursery wall, the blue night plants, the little pale blue hill in your sister's birthday picture, start to glow. The orange pompons, the Egyptian papyrus light up. Each rabbit-eared blue shrub behind the glass exhales an indigo nimbus, a sort of cellophane balloon. The old dregs, the old difficulties take me to wife. Gulls stiffen to their chill vigil in the drafty half-light. I enter the lit house. This is the city where men are mended. I lie on a great anvil. The flat blue sky circle flew off like the hat of a door when I fell out of the light. I entered the stomach of indifference, the wordless cupboard. The mother of pestles diminished me. I became a still pebble. The stones of the belly were peaceable, the headstone quiet, jostled by nothing. Only the mouth hole piped out, importunate cricket, in a quarry of silences. The people of the city heard it. They hunted the stones, taciturn and separate, the mouth hole crying their locations. Drunk as a fetus, I suck at the paps of darkness. The food tubes embrace me, sponges kiss my lichens away. The jewel master drives his chisel to pry open one stone eye. This is the after hell. I see the light. A wind unstoppers the chamber of the ear, old worrier. Water mollifies the flint lip, and daylight lays its sameness on the wall. The grafters are cheerful, heating the pincers, hoisting the delicate hammers. A current agitates the wires, volt upon volt. Catgut stitches my fissures. A workman walks by carrying a pink torso. The storerooms are full of hearts. This is the city of spare parts. My swaddled legs and arms smell sweet as rubber. Here they can doctor heads or any limb. On Fridays, the little children come to trade their hooks for hands. Dead men leave eyes for others. Love is the uniform of my bald nurse. Love is the bone and sinew of my curse.
Ariel by Sylvia Plath. Status in darkness, then the substanceless blue, pour of tor and distances, God's lioness, how one we grow. Pivot of heels and knees, the furrow, splits and passes, sister to the brown arc of the neck I cannot catch. Nigger eye, berries cast dark hooks, black sweet blood mouthfuls, shadows. Something else hauls me through air, thighs, hair, flakes from my heels. White godiva I unpeel, dead hands, dead stringencies. And now I foam to beat a glitter of seas. The child's cry melts in the wall, and I am the arrow, the dew that flies, suicidal, at one with the drive, into the red eye, the cauldron of morning.